Come to me, all who are labored and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my burden unto you, for my burden's light. You know, we're all active people, aren't we? We all have a lot going on in our lives. And with a lot of things going on in our lives, sometimes they become burdens, right? We all got things going on, right? Linda, you got anything going on in your life? You're working 3 jobs. You're doing Rotary. You're doing what else? The church. What else are you doing, Linda? Nothing? Yeah, the arts. What else? Come on, you know. All these things that you got going on in your life. You have things going on in your life, right? Right now, caring for each other is about as much as you guys can take, right?
Not each other.
Well, in some sense, you got a burden in your life. You're taking care of him, right? That's a big job. And you're making wine. Good wine. What do you got going on in your life? Nothing. Working. Got a dog you're taking care of. Running around with Jenny and Ken. Got a place up north. Working with the church. We're all very busy people. You know, sometimes when you get busy and you volunteer and you do things, it kind of makes you feel good to volunteer and do those things. But after a while, they start to become burdens. I don't want to do this anymore. I've been doing this for a long time. I don't want to be the one that has to be the leader of the trustees. I don't want to be the treasurer anymore. Right? It stopped being fun, didn't it? And started being a burden. Life is that way with us. Sometimes we put ourselves in the burdening situations. Because, you know, sometimes we get this in our mind that when we get our burdens and we get doing things, nobody can do it any better than we can. And you know what? How many times have you heard this? It's easier for me to do it myself than to get anybody to help me. Right? Have you said that? You have said that. Have you said that?
No.
No. Sometimes there are those burdens and we get into things and then we feel that they're a burden and we feel to get stuck and then all of a sudden we go, I can't do this anymore. Pastor, I'm done. Can't do this anymore. Friends, I'm done. Can't do this anymore. Can be with anything. And so there are those burdens that we put ourselves under in those kinds of situations. There's also another type of burden that we have, and they're spiritual burdens. They're the burdens that we carry in our heart. They're the ones that are issues in our life and sometimes burdens for others that we think we have to carry or we carry in our heart. And sometimes we can't do a thing about it, and they're really, really heavy burdens, aren't they? You got a burden for somebody in your heart? Yes, I know. I have at least 3 of them because I have 3 kids. Right? You got burdens in your heart. We all got them, don't we? And we think we can carry them. But you know what happens? They drag us down. They pull us down. So that after a while, we can't see anything but the burden. Come to me, all who are labored and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. take my burden unto yourself. Because my burden's light. What's going on? How come more of you aren't up there picking up that burden? Come you didn't go and say, let me hold it for a while. You know, we are Christ, we are representatives of Christ in this world. And as representatives of Christ in this world, we under the commandment to love one another as he has loved us. Right? Didn't he carry our burden? Do you remember a man who was blessed? His name was Simon of Cyrene. And when Jesus was carrying the cross to Calvary, he tripped and fell. And somebody grabbed him and said, come here, you carry the burden. And he carried Jesus' cross. And he was truly blessed. Sometimes carrying other people's burdens is a blessing. Is a blessing. But sometimes the burdens get too heavy for one person to carry. You know, just about a year ago, seems to me a crazy woman. I said a crazy woman, and Lloyd perks his face up there. Yeah, sometimes see what's going on. I said, he was like this, and I said, a crazy woman, and he goes, he knows because he helped me with this. A crazy woman drug a cross down the center of this aisle right up to here. Do you remember that? And dropped it on the floor, and it went, it was loud. What did you learn about that day? Were you here? Do you remember what you learned? How did we share a burden?
We all used one finger.
We all used one finger. And we found out that if we all work together, we can lift a burden and we can carry it. But when you try to carry it by yourself, you can't hold it very long. Yeah, I started with Lola. No, you hold it. I started with Lola up here. And many of you are looking like, what is she doing? Did you pick the you know, I don't even want to go into the adjectives because I'd be in trouble. But did you pick somebody really to hold that pumpkin for all that time who was not the strongest person? And the idea when I gave it to Lola was, I told her, you need to hold this until someone comes and takes it from you. You may not ask anybody, you have to hold it yourself. And I wanted to see, how many of us would go up and take the burden on? Because that's what we do in the family of Christ. Now, we can't solve everybody's problems. And we can't all take on everybody else's burdens. But sometimes we can share them. You know, if you have a burden doing something in a job or something else, and you hold that burden yourself, and you think you're the only one that can do it, and it all depends on you, I want to tell you something. To me, that's a sin. And I tell you why. Because when you hold on to it, you deny somebody else the joy of helping. How many of you who have been longtime members of the church, if I asked you, tell me something about the church that you remember, and I'm sure some of you are going to say, oh, I remember cooking at this dinner. I remember teaching the Sunday school class with somebody else. I remember when so-and-so picked me up and took me to the church and helped me work in the thrift shop. I remember, because it's those things that help us to make this part of the family. When I have my children are coming, our children are coming for Thanksgiving. So you know what I did? Jack and I went out and bought a whole bunch of Christmas decorations for the house so that they can have something to do when they get there. They're going to put them all up. And the confirmation class is also going to take one of the prayer gardens in the corner, and that's going to be their job to decorate that confirmation class prayer garden for Christmas. And I hope when you come, you'll take time to see what they've done. That makes them members of the family because they have shared. The same thing with the burdens that are in your heart. You can't solve them yourself. But sometimes through prayer and discussion and having other people just listen, it doesn't mean that they can help you, but just listen, some of those burdens can be made a lot lighter. A lot lighter. You know, Jesus says, my burdens are light. Yeah, they're light. But he doesn't say, I'm going to put them on you. He says, you need to take them. They're light. And if you take them, you'll find that there is much reward. Much peace in sharing those burdens. You know, thank you. I am not going to walk around all my life with burdens like this. If I walk around with my life with a burden like this, carrying it, how far am I going to get? If I give it to him, can get a whole lot farther and be a whole lot happier. Well, what are you going to do? You going to keep your burdens and carry them like this by yourself? You're going to share. You're going to pick up some burden from your brother and sister so that they can have less burdens? You know, some people see things as a burden. In the first service, the Hawks came forward. And Sarah and Amanda and Kathy came forward and Rye. There are a lot of people out there who would have said, oh my God, Riley came along in this situation. What a heavy burden. The truth is, because they carried the burden together, Riley's not a burden, but a blessing and a joy. That's how Jesus changes it from being a burden to a blessing. Now, you get to decide what you're going to do. I'm tempted. You know, we're gonna have the carpets cleaned tomorrow. Would you be upset? No, he said no. He wouldn't be upset. I'm gonna put it up here on the altar because that's where I'm gonna lay my burdens down. I'm going to put it up there and give it to God. If it falls on the ground later, so be it. The choice is yours. He says, come to me, all who are labored, and I'll give you rest. I'll pick up and help you with the burdens. May you choose which burdens you're going to keep and lay down. May you find peace in him. In God's name, and all the people of God said,
amen.